So I'm Associate Professor Dominique Cadillac from Monash University and the Florey Institute of Neuroscience and Mental Health.
You're going to be presenting on OSCAR, the OSCAR data. Can you give us an idea of where the data is being used?
Yeah, we're really proud to be presenting a number of presentations at this conference, which is actually the largest conference so far in nursing and allied health and the stroke research community. With OSCAR in particular, we're really proud that we've now got more than 30,000 registrants where we've collected data and we've followed up over 20,000 of those patients. So this means that we've got really good information that we're presenting on people that have had a stroke that are under the age of 50 and the impacts on their life. We're presenting data on the influence of stroke unit care and the fact that if you don't get on a stroke unit care, you've got a 50% greater chance of not surviving your stroke within 6 months of that event. And we're also presenting information on people that have mini strokes or transient ischemic attack, which highlights that if they're also not admitted to a stroke unit, if they're well enough to need to be hospitalised, then their outcomes are worse as well.
So how important is it to have a registry like this to collect this data? What does it bring to clinical practice?
Well, it's just so much more richer information. We have information that tells us about the quality of life of patients, not just whether or not they survive their stroke. We know whether they get readmitted to hospital, whether they have another stroke, and you just can't get that information out of hospital data. We also have information on the quality of care that they receive. So did they get on the stroke unit? Did they get thrombolysis? Did they get discharged on antiplatelet or antihypertensives? Did they get a discharge care plan? So the fact that we have this information that you can't obtain from government data means that we can put all that together and better understand what's happening to patients, where the gaps are in care, and how we can better inform clinicians on where they need to focus to improve outcomes for their patients.
So as OSCAR grows, what kind of impact will it have on the way that you manage this data? Like, will you be able to stream it into other elements of care or other sort of research fields?
Yeah, we're currently doing a number of projects where we're linking our data to government data, and that just enriches the information we have. And so down the track, we're hoping not only to link to emergency department data, hospital data, but also, you know, pharmaceutical information about medication, so the PBS, and also maybe the medical care benefit schedule. So we can look at the type of healthcare interactions that the patients are having, not just in the short term, but over the longer term, and have a look at how that influences their life course before they've had a stroke and also afterwards. So it's really about being able to enrich what we have with the registry, and that's because we have patient identifiers that allow us to link in a secure way and then interpret and analyse the data that we wouldn't have had previously.
Is OSCAR replicated in any other country in the world? Have we got anything similar?
Well, as you mentioned that, we've just done a systematic review of all the registries that exist that are similar to OSCAR. And we found that there are only 28 registries across around 28 countries. So, you know, that shows that we are part of leading the efforts to look at quality of care and improvement. And importantly, that we are one of the few registries to actually collect patient level outcome data that includes quality of life. So we feel that a number of things that we're doing will inform, you know, clinical quality monitoring and understanding patient outcome and what it is that we do to them in hospital.
You've been listening to a podcast collaboration between the Stroke Society Australasia, Smart Strokes and the International Journal of Stroke. This year's Australian Stroke meeting was held in Melbourne. The Twitter hashtag for this event is #StrokeOz2015 and has been added as a collection to Storify. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organisation. Please become a member of this world health provider and help us to fight this devastating global burden.